Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, hello, and welcome to the Senior Zone. Once again, by God's grace and His mercy, I am humbled to be your host for our 196th broadcast. My name is Sean Perry, and we have quite a show. It's filled with useful and relevant content just for you, our seniors and their caregivers, this Monday morning. Here on the Senior Zone since 2012, it's been our mandate to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns that matter most to you, uniting seniors age 50 and up, yes, 50 and up, with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice. The Senior Zone hopes to improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere, while creating new conversations around how we age. The call-in number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. In just a few minutes, in the first segment of today's show, we have returning visitor to the Senior Zone, Ms. Holly Kelly. She is author of Sunrise and Sunsets, a captivating new book on final affairs planning and her groundbreaking and unique approach to getting one's affairs in order while we still have time. In our second segment, we are honored to have the Executive Director of the American Legion, Ms. Verna Jones. She is the first African-American female to head this organization in its 97-year-old history. She's here in studio. As we routinely do, we're going to close out the show with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. But before you begin, allow me to thank those that keep us doing here on the Senior Zone what we love to do. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. Their number is 301-255-0066. 301-255-0066. Tell them the Senior Zone sent you. Next up is AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So, folks, whether it's wills, power of attorneys, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they're there for you and at no cost. Their number is 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. United Healthcare, the United Healthcare Community Plan, it's a Medicare Advantage plan offering more benefits than original Medicare, which makes getting care simpler for you. Their Medicare Advantage plan gives you access to the quality, service, and value of United Healthcare as well as their partners. For more information on the United Healthcare Community Plan, call 855-527-5966. 855-527-5966. Last but certainly not least, our good friends over at CareLinks. That's CareLinks with an X at the end. They are the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home and for longer and within budget. Find the perfect caregiver match on carelinks.com/senior zone. That's carelinks.com/senior zone. When we return, best-selling author Miss Holly Kelly of Sunrises and Sunset, final affairs forged with flair, finesse, and functionality.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and this morning we have a phenomenal guest. Her name is Miss Holly Kelly. Holly, are you there? Hello, Holly, are you there? I can't hear Holly.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Is my mic muted? I guess it is.
There you go. How are you doing, Holly?
Hi. How are you?
I am doing so well, so well. Let me properly introduce you to our listeners, Holly, before we get into what we're going to get into. And I'm excited about what we're going to get into. Holly Kelly is a gerontologist, fellow in thanatology, and founder of the Ladder Life Planning Institute. She is also the author of the Amazon number one new release and national international multi-award winning book, Sunrises and Sunsets, Final Affairs, Forged with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality. Holly's work as a gerontologist and consultant focuses on encouraging her clients of individuals, groups, and businesses to live vibrantly, plan thoughtfully, and age dynamically. Holly, once again, welcome to the Senior Zone.
Oh, always my pleasure, Sean. Happy to be your guest.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. So let's just jump right into it with the time that we do have here, Holly. I mean, your book, I've skimmed through it. I can't say I've read every page of the book, but I've certainly skimmed through it and saw enough to know that this is a book that can help many, many people. So tell our listeners, in your words, about the book Sunrises and Sunsets and why you wrote it.
Well, I learned about the challenges that people face completing advanced directives during my gerontological studies, and it seems to hover around 30% of people just really are doing this important work. And so I decided to make it my capstone, which turned into something that is in front of you today. When I turned it in, the director of the program said, if you ever do anything in your life, you absolutely must publish this book. And I did some soul searching, and it was a journey. And I eventually did send it off to a publisher. And after some editing and everything else, you have before you the book that people are accessing today.
Yeah, and it's not an easy subject to talk about death and dying and getting one's final affairs in order, but it's a necessary conversation. And I know that firsthand, and I know many of my seniors know it as well because we speak about it here on the Senior Zone. But how do you, you know, get folks to really, you know, or encourage folks to, you know, get to that point where they can sit down and go over the things that matter with respect to their final affairs? You know, we're talking about advanced directives, wills, estate planning stuff. You know, how do you get them to that point?
Well, I think it's like so many things in life. Avoidance kind of exacerbates it and doesn't make it go away. And so I think it's just beginning the conversation like so many other things in life. And that is kind of the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And once you begin the conversation and once you sit down and start facing it, really that is the point actually soul-soothing. And by confronting these things, you realize that, wow, there's some incredible peace of mind by removing these burdens from myself, by being able to establish my wishes, but also removing this type of decision-making in the future from loved ones. So something that each person wants to do because we care about, of course, ourselves, but those in our lives that we deeply love.
Yeah, so tell our listeners, you know, what does sunrises and sunsets do for people, and what can they expect to accomplish by purchasing your book?
Well, originally I wrote this book thinking that people would, and they do, complete a bucket list and will and advance directives, and I put in there my kick the bucket list. They would share their life story, and they archive their personal belongings and accounts and write their own obituary, plan their own funeral and archive family history, create a family tree, write letters to loved ones, and so much more. But what also seems to happen, and what I'm hearing, is that it's a spiritual journey of self-discovery, a rite of passage in the life review that's done. It's an inspirational journey to reimagine your life moving forward. So it's different for each reader because the book is unique as each reader wants to make it. So it's an unexpected journey to greater depth of the reader themselves.
Yeah, as I was looking through and skimming through and have read several, you know, parts of the book that applied to me, I noticed that it really covers the gamut, and you just alluded to some of it, from wills and testaments to leaving a legacy. It's kind of like a hybrid of a book of sorts. Would you say that's true?
It is. It's a book. It's a workbook. It's a guidebook. It's a life book. It tells a unique and special story in addition to conveying your wishes for end of life and post-death. However, it also serves as a written legacy that tells the story of your life that can be passed down for generations to come. So it's interactive. No two books will ever be the same. And so while my name is on the cover of the book, each reader is the final author of the book. They themselves make this book theirs. So it's just words on pages until each reader brings the book to life.
Yeah, and it is a living, breathing, you know, document, as it should be. This should be something that, you know, is very customized, crafted just for, you know, that particular individual. And that's what I've just noticed in the book. But you talked about, you know, having that conversation. And I think that's the decision point. I'm at a loss for a word right that I'm trying to find, Holly. But it's at that point where it's the toughest. How do we sit down with our loved ones, our parents, maybe our spouse, to say, let's have this conversation and to begin to put our affairs in order so it makes life easier for those that are going to be taking care of our affairs once we're gone?
It is tough, and people aren't alone if they feel that way. And I think it's human nature to avoid unpleasantries in life. I think that, Sean, we do that with even little things. We try to put off the bills and cleaning the house as long as we can. So this type of planning, you know, we easily put on the back burner because most of us, we just don't plan on dying. So it's something that is universal. But I think that once the conversation begins, a lot of people have actually bought the book and they've given it as gifts. And they wondered, you know, was this going to be taken offensively? And because the spirit of the book is light and whimsical and it is done in the sense of fun, it was something that people were able to embrace. And so however people choose to plan, whether it's this book or with any venue, because there's a variety of ways that people can access planning tools out there, what is most important for themselves and their families, and that they just make sure that they don't avoid it and that they do have the conversation one way or the other, because it is so very important that they aren't facing these incredible choices during a crisis.
Yeah, not to make light of it, but I am invincible, and I do plan on living forever, so this may not apply to me. Just kidding, Holly. But it is important. Sometimes we can't have that conversation alone, and I understand that you have workshops, you know, around the country. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yes, well, Sean, you know I love alliteration. You just have to read the title of the book to know that. So
yes,
I have a slogan. Purposeful planning perpetuates a peaceful present and passing. And that's perfect for the workshops because they're great for corporations and tremendously important venue to offer for employees, for social and civic or organizations, groups, businesses, nonprofits, religious and spiritual groups, family groups, to be able to bring planning to the individuals, because this is just something that is social, it's fun, and it's lively, but it cures all tendencies for procrastination when you do it in a group. So we bring the workshop to people. We also do them via Skype for smaller groups that just want to make sure that they stay on task each week. And so the workshops are very flexible, and people can request one on my website or learn more about them.
Okay, but what's that website, Holly? Where can they go?
They can go to sunrisesandsunsetbook.com. That's A-N-D in the middle and plural on the sunrisesandsunsetbook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just look in the tab under workshop.
Gotcha. In your book, I see it's chapter 3. You talk about your bucket list, and I'm always talking about the bucket list. We've all learned of that from I forget the name of the movie, but we all know what that means. But you talk about it in terms of living your bucket list. What do you mean by that, living your bucket list?
I think it's so important that we do live our bucket list. We only have today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow, there are no guarantees. So for today, I say make it amazing. Time is a precious commodity, not to be wasted, but to be treasured and cherished. So I say to absolutely seize each amazing day for the gift it is. And in the book, I really encourage people during this planning process, it's not just about planning, but it is about soul searching, and to set the blueprint for life forward, and to make sure that you are redesigning, remapping your life, and hitting the reset switch for how you want to reimagine your life moving forward,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you're making the very most of life that we have remaining.
Yeah. As a gerontologist, Holly, and from your perspective, what do you think? What have you determined that seniors want these days?
It's an interesting question because that question is raised a lot in my field of practice. And I actually think it's very simple. Seniors want what the rest of society and individuals want, to maintain as much independence as possible, to age in place, if at all possible and reasonable, to have dignity, to maintain purpose, to absolutely positively not be invisible, to stay relevant, to be respected for the amazing and revered generation that they are and all they have been and done for this great nation and the world. I think they want to be loved. I know they do. And to be respected just like every single other human being wants to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you just said is universal. It's not even age-centric, I would say. Yeah, but I asked that question because, we all want to live out our latter years with dignity and respect and as much independence as we can possibly enjoy. And I think your book, this particular book, of many that are out there, but this unique and compelling book, I think allows one to have that freedom, to have a greater propensity to live with dignity and respect, just knowing that, their final affairs are in order and that their final affairs are current in the event, of their passing. That's just my take on what I've seen and enjoyed from your book.
Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate
that.
That
wasn't an endorsement per se. I guess it came across that way, but I have many books that come across me from time to time. And not all make it to this level on our show now, but this mm-hmm. has, and it's really a great book. I want you to give our listeners, because we are nearly out of time, Holly, where can they again, find this book, tap into your workshops, etc.?
Well, a lot of people just prefer to use Amazon. So, of course, the book is available at Amazon, and they just would look up Sunrises and Sunsets book, and it will populate, of course, in their search. And my website, to learn more about my work, is Sunrises and Sunsets book. We'll, of course, share with you the many things that we do and, of course, make the book available. There's autographed copies there as well. And Ladder Life Planning Institute, that's LATTER, LifePlanningInstitute.com, shares more about the work I do in gerontology and end-of-life planning.
Okay, well, Holly, I want to thank you. I'll post that information on our website later today as well, so if folks didn't have their pen and pad ready, as I always instruct them to, I will make sure that they have access to that information as well. Holly Kelly of Sunrises and Sunset, thank you so very much for coming on to the Senior Zone.
Thank you so much, Sean, for having me.
All right, have a blessed day.
Did you know that according to an AARP study, they found that 90% of people over 65 want to age at home? Luckily, finding the best care for your parents doesn't have to break your spirit or the bank. CareLinx is now the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Whether your parent needs help with personal care, getting to their doctor's appointments, or just companionship, a caregiver can be there when you can't. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx. Listeners can get the first 4 hours of care for free by visiting us online at carelinx.com/seniorzone. CareLinx, spelled C-A-R-E-L-I-N-X, ending with an X. That's 4 hours of free care when you visit carelinx.com/seniorzone.
Hey folks, this is Sean Perry of the Senior Zone. Do you have questions about Medicare? Now is the time to look at your health needs to be sure you have a health care plan to best meet them. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare offers more benefits than original Medicare and may include prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan. Do you have Medicare? Are you eligible for Medicaid or QMB? Call and find out if you can enroll today. Attend an informational Medicare plan meeting in your community and bring a friend. Call a Medicare plan director at 855-527-5966 to find a time and location that works best for you. That's 855-527-5966. We are back, and this is the Senior Zone once again, and I am so honored. I am in the presence of walking in history, the first female to lead the American Legion. I'm talking about Miss Verna Jones in my presence. Good morning, Verna. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Just come up a little closer to the mic for
us
so our listeners can hear you. Okay. And as I always say, allow me to properly introduce you to our listeners as well. The American Legion in 2014 named Miss Verna Jones its executive director, again, making her the first woman to lead this veterans organization in its nearly 100-year history. She just happens to also be an African-American woman. Miss Jones is also an attorney and an Army veteran. Thank you for your service, Miss Jones, who served as a personnel sergeant. As executive director of the Legion's Washington headquarters, Miss Jones is the group's liaison to the White House and oversees Legion relationships with all federal departments, in particular the Department of Veteran Affairs. In addition to Veterans Matters, she also directs Legion's policies on national security, legislative advocacy, and economic education issues affecting veterans. I stumbled across that, so I apologize, Verna, but
that's all right.
Welcome to the Senior Zone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I am perfectly imperfect, so I'm going to chop up a few things. So congratulations again, on your appointment to the American Legion. I am so proud of just knowing, that, you're in that position, and I've gotten to know you a little bit over the last couple of years. So again, I'm just so proud when I see you and knowing that you're at the helm of the American Legion.
Thank you so much.
It's such an honor for so many of us. So for our listening audience, just share a little bit about the American Legion and some of its history.
Right. So the American Legion is the nation's largest wartime veteran service organization, founded in 1919. And we were founded on the four principles of taking care of veterans, mentoring our youth, promoting patriotism and pride, and promoting a strong national defense. So we've been around for a long time advocating for veterans. We go to the Hill, we testify on behalf of veterans' needs, we help veterans with their benefits, health care, Pretty much anything a veteran needs, they can call the American Legion, and we'll be able to help them or give them a great, credible resource.
Yeah, and I want to tap into some of those resources
sure.
later. Can I call you Verna or Ms. Johns?
Verna.
Verna, okay. So what's the mission of the American Legion?
Is to take care of our veterans, to make sure that veterans receive the benefits that they deserve, that they've earned, and to make sure that all those who serve, that we continue to serve them in whatever capacity that they need.
Yeah, pure and simple, take care of our veterans.
That's right, yeah. Still serving.
You know, and I'm a veteran, I'm a retiree, and I have to admit, I'm not a member of the American Legion. I need to be, huh?
Yeah, we're going to change that by the end of the show
end
today,
of the show?
Okay, yeah?
Okay, I got one enrollment for you, huh? But who can be a part of the American Legion?
So any veteran that served during the wartime period and was discharged under other than dishonorable conditions. So you didn't have to actually serve in the war, be actively involved in the war, but just in service during the wartime period.
Okay, so that's real simple for those that are out there. And those that are out there who are listening, they know.
Absolutely.
If they would qualify and be eligible for the American Legion. So, you know, talk to me about some of your biggest, been at the helm for the last nearly 2 years now, what are some of your biggest challenges and obstacles that you've encountered in these last 2 years as being the executive director of the American Legion?
All right, so there's just so much to do, and you know, with any organization, resources are sometimes limited, so we're trying to find a way to make sure that we take care of all veterans and that we're able to give them exactly what they need and find the resources and, you know, the manpower to do that. So, you know, there are a lot of challenges, but it's just really rewarding. The big thing is to make sure that we raise our level of awareness so people know that the American Legion is there.
Yeah.
So many people know us for our over 14,000 posts across the nation that have dances and, you know, dinners and those kinds of things, which are wonderful, you know, out in the community, and they do a lot of help, a lot of work for the community. But just to let them know that the national headquarters is there and we, you know, do so much for them and that they really would benefit from being a part of the American Legion.
Yeah. In my intro, I mentioned that, you know, you, the American Legion, works closely with the Department of Veteran Affairs. Can you talk about that relationship?
Sure. So, as I said, we have over 3,000 accredited representatives across the country who help veterans file their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a huge litigation unit that helps the veterans if they go into an appeal. I meet with the secretary himself every month. We have a breakfast with the other executive directors of other organizations and talk about what veterans need, how we can help the VA, how the VA can help the American Legion, and what we can do together to make it beneficial to veterans. So our relationship is very close. So whatever is going on with the VA, the American Legion is very heavily involved and, you know, have an access to those decision makers at the VA to make sure that whatever they're doing is veteran-centric.
Sure. Do you have an 800 number, by the way, for the American Legion, or a number where our listeners can
call? Sure, we have a number where they can call and a website, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
The number is 202-861-2700, and they can go on www.legion.org.
Okay, and I'll get that number out a few times in this interview.
Sure.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, purchasing more care from community providers, Verna, and giving veterans a choice as to where they get there and access, you know, their care, whether it's from a VA facility or a community or contracted doctor in the community. How has the American Legion found this to either help or benefit veterans, especially those who may have Medicare?
Sure. So there's a lot of talk about privatization and choice and what veterans need. So I'll tell you right off the bat, the American Legion definitely is against privatizing the VA. However, we absolutely know that there are times when the VA can't provide the service that veterans need, either timely or the veterans live too far away. And we're pro them going out into the community and receiving that care because we want all veterans to have quality and timely health care.
Mm-hmm.
So they formed a commission on care. The commission on care formed for these commissioners to look at whether the VA was better privatized to receive care with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things they didn't look at was when we say choice, we think that's a wonderful thing. Everybody wants choice.
It sounds nice, right?
It does sound good. So the VA right now has the availability to provide veterans with that. It's called fee basis. If veterans can't be seen by a doctor timely or it's not advantageous for them to drive that far to a VA or the VA can't provide those services, they have the availability to purchase care into the community and to give veterans that care. Choice what they're saying is that all veterans should just say, okay, I'm going to go to an outside doctor and have my care. Well, what's wrong with that is there's so many things that go along with that. Their insurance is still going to be billed. The VA then becomes a secondary payee, and if they have outside insurance to exclude Medicare and TRICARE, mm-hmm. Their insurance is still going to be paid. It's still going to be charged when they can go right into the VA and receive that care. And then the VA has a system that's set up for veterans that understands veterans and that can help veterans with dual diagnoses and, you know, different kinds of conditions. And so the VA, as the American Legion certainly believes, is the best care anywhere. And veterans, if given the choice, usually will always choose to go to the VA.
Yeah. You know, I can see where, you know, going just anywhere, having unlimited choice can create some care coordination. You know, issues I would think, you know, is as well. If you can just go anywhere and there's no collaboration of care, there that may raise an issue with there. Let me ask this question, Werner. You know, many folks have served, you know, in the military, but they've never used the VA for care, myself included.
Wow.
I've never had to, you know, use the VA for care just because of private insurance, but there are many that, you know, have Medicare now. You know, they've reached that age where they qualify for Medicare, either through age or disability as well. Can folks, you know, do both or have both or be eligible for the VA if they have Medicare?
Absolutely. Those who've served in the military meet eligibility criteria, mm-hmm. no matter if they have Medicare, can still receive VA health care. It's really a choice for that veteran what they'd like to do. Even for myself, I have outside insurance, of course, and I get some of my care at the VA, some of my care at the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so veterans or those who have Medicare could do the same thing. And the VA cannot charge Medicare for services received at the VA.
Okay, so that's something I've heard the term where folks can double dip, if you will.
That's right.
Still have their VA, you know, benefits and be able to use that as well as then have their Medicare.
That's right.
As well. So that's the only population, and I've learned this through being here on the Senior Zone, where they can have both.
That's right, and they deserve
one is not
both.
Hurting the other.
Not at all.
Actually, you know, they can help each other.
That's right, they can help each other. You know, you hear veterans talk about how long it takes to get into the VA sometimes, and the VA really has to start to work on, you know, that their timeliness, getting veterans in a lot quicker. But, you know, the traveling across the country and talking to veterans about the VA and what they like about the care and what they don't like, we very seldom hear any complaints about once they get in. It's the wait time. So there may be a lot of veterans who have Medicare that, you know, want to get particular care if the VA is closer to their home, and they have the opportunity of getting their choice.
And that's an excellent point. We didn't hear that in the news where the quality of service once you were in was challenged. It was just getting in.
That's right.
was where the bottleneck was. So good job over there. You know, this is something for our veterans, and I think, you know, you want to listen up if you don't know about this one. But there are many veterans that have not retired from the military, but I understand they may be eligible for a pension.
That's right.
Can you talk about that some more?
Sure. So the VA has basically two kinds of programs, and one is disability benefits, meaning that, or compensation. They qualify somehow after being injured, ill, or wounded mm-hmm. as a direct result of their service. And then there's a pension program, which is income-based. So veterans may be having a disability that did not incur because of the military. They may be 65 or over, and they have issues with, you know, needing to go to get some medical attention. And so they can qualify for a pension program if their income is low. So what they'd have to do is contact a service officer, call the number that we gave, 202-861-2700, mm-hmm. contact somebody at the American Legion. They can walk them through applying for a pension program.
Okay, that is so important, folks. And you know here, Sean Perry loves to bring opportunities that can improve the quality of life. So if you are a veteran and you did not retire, you may be eligible for a pension. I strongly suggest you call 202-861-2700. One more again, as I say, 202-861-2700. 100. You know, when we last spoke, Verna, the American Legion was in the midst of what you called a crisis command, you know, centers. You had crisis command centers all throughout the country. Can you share some of the feedback you received from that, some of the outcomes?
Oh, sure. So I'll tell you quickly that the crisis command centers, were born out of the unethical wait times and the scandal that happened at the VA a couple of years ago, where veterans were being put on a secret wait list. And they were waiting to get to a wait list that, you know, the VA had them, didn't even have them on a regular wait list. So many veterans waited, and, you know, veterans became more ill and some died waiting on that. Once we found out that it actually was some unethical wait times, and the VA gave us a list of those facilities that were had that secret wait list, we went out, we developed a crisis command center, Veterans Crisis Command Center, where we got the VA together, community partners, the American Legion, other VSOs, under one roof, and brought veterans in to take care of their needs right then, right there. We had the VA healthcare side of it. We had the VA benefits. We even had mortuary affairs. We had other community partners. We had the patient advocates who came out. And the veterans were able to come in and talk to someone who were the decision makers. Oftentimes, veterans received benefits right away, and they got appointments to go to the VA healthcare facilities. They would leave our facility, the crisis command centers, and go straight to the hospital because they had found an appointment for them. Yeah. Most of them got appointments within 3 to 4 days. The result of that was we visited 12 facilities in 120 days, provided direct services to over 4,000 veterans, and recovered well over $1 million in retroactive benefits for those veterans. Yeah. And what's more is that now there are laws that mandate that those kinds of centers and that kind of help is available, and the VA has put into their own policy to go out and conduct those centers in their local areas, and veterans are still being helped from that.
Yeah. Will you be doing more of these command crisis centers throughout the country?
Sure. So, you know, crisis by its very nature doesn't last always, so we've changed them over from crisis command centers to veteran benefit centers, and our local American Legions are going out in their area participating or collaborating with other local veteran partners, and they're doing those benefit centers on a regular basis, and the VA is definitely involved in doing that as well.
You know, my pockets aren't as deep as yours, right?
Well,
not deep as yours by a long shot. And you know, it saddens me every time. I'm not able to respond to this every time, but when I see panhandling homeless, you know, veterans, and you can go out our building right now and see one. You know, what can I share with them other than giving them a few pennies or dollars out of my pocket? What more? How more effective can I be in helping that individual when I'm at that red light?
You know, you can let that individual know that there are benefits available for them. There could be benefits available to contact the American Legion, contact the VA, or if they know other veteran service organizations, they may know the DAV or the VFW or one of those organizations, but use the American Legion first.
Right.
Let them know that there are people there who can absolutely help them. There are programs that will help them. There are so many. There's U.S. vets and outbreak communities. There are so many people who have shelters and programs for homeless veterans. There is help available. So if you just raise the level of awareness by telling them to call someone, you know, they may not listen right away, but eventually they'll listen. If the person who's outside your building, I'm sure they're there on a periodic basis or regular basis. Every time you get an opportunity, tell that person. It's going to stick to them, and eventually they'll call someone and get some help.
And I'm never trying to tell a senior and our older adults what to do, but if you can just put together some little cards with the American Legion on it and the telephone number, that's going to more help that vet than the $2 that you may put in that vet's hand at that time. And the American Legion's number, again, is 202-861-2700, 202-861-2700. If you can, Verna, because I love testimonials, and if you can, you know, give us a story, a recent story where the American Legion impacted the life of a veteran.
Oh, absolutely. I have a million of them.
I'm sure you do.
Let me tell you one about the Crisis Command Center quickly here, is that there was a veteran. We were down in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. A veteran walked in, and he said, "I've been waiting, trying to get some help. It's been 14 years. He said, "Today I am parking my vehicle in different places with my 11-year-old grandson. We're homeless, and he goes to bed hungry most nights. I give him what I have, and I go to bed hungry as well, but he's not getting enough to eat, and I don't know where we're going to live, what we're going to do, and eventually they'll come get my vehicle, and we'll be sleeping outside on the ground. But I came here to see if I could get some help. And so they took him back, they helped him out. This was on a Tuesday. Friday he came back in, pulled the chair out in the middle of the floor, stood up and asked for everybody's attention. Well, I got a little nervous, but he said, I walked in not really expecting a lot. I was in bad shape. He said, but this morning I woke up and I had $110,000 in my account because the American Legion was able to help me get my benefits to the VA. Today I can park my truck wherever I want. I got a lease for an apartment for me and my grandson, and I'm going to feed him everything he wants. So, you know, those are great things that really impact the lives of veterans. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lady who walked into the office, and her husband had recently passed away. She didn't know where to go, what to do. Her electricity had been turned off. She needed food for her kids and just didn't have anything. Well, the American Legion has a program called TFA, Temporary Financial Assistance. And that Temporary Financial Assistance helps the home of veterans who have children under the age of 18. We were able to help her get her electricity paid, help her pay her rent, got her food in her home, and some uniforms for the kids who needed them because they couldn't go to school without them. And that was recent. That's story after story after story we have of being able to help veterans. And the great thing about that is that while we're out helping veterans, they help us as well, because those veterans are able to tell us what they need, what mm-hmm. they're going through, and they know the name of the American Legion, and they trust the American Legion. So by them sharing their stories, we're able to create programs and resources to help them.
Yeah, you know, the singular reason why I started the Senior Zone was because I saw an informational gap between the veterans, the seniors, and well-intended organizations such as the American Legion and the D.C. Office on Aging and many, many more, you know, organizations that are providing programs and resources and tools for this population to take advantage of. And the American Legion is certainly one of those. And I just wanted to narrow that gap by doing what I'm doing, and you're certainly doing that. But folks may not know the American Legion. The American Legion may not be first of mind when they see a need. And I want folks to really, and I'm giving this number out several times today because I want their phones to ring today and tomorrow as well. And their number is 202-861-2700. Tap into this resource, folks. I don't want to sound too preachy, but, you know, they're there and ready and willing to help, you know, our veterans out. So let's take advantage of this resource. I understand that you guys do many things within and throughout the local community, Verna. Are there other contributions that you want to talk about and give yourself your own shout-out, pat yourself on the back?
Well, you know, the American Legion has been doing this a long time, yeah. And they do it quite well. As I mentioned, the Temporary Financial Assistance, one of our best-kept secrets, and then our National Emergency Fund, you know, when Hurricane Katrina happened, when the storm in Oklahoma, the American Legion is there, and we're able to get some funds in the pockets of those veterans to keep them, to help sustain them while they're going through national emergency crisis. And so we're able to do that. These are never loans. They're grants to our veterans and to be able to help them and to their families. We're able to help veterans get benefits through their service to our country if they have disabilities. We're able to help veterans with their appeals. We're able to help veterans with homelessness, home loans, jobs, licensing and credentialing. If someone had a skill in the military and they get out, then they absolutely should be able to get a job without going through costly classes and long wait times, you know, to get the kind of a job. We're able to help veterans with so many things. We testify often on the Hill, and we help with transitioning veterans through our liaison between DOD, the transitioning veterans, and our National Security Division. And we have a women veterans program as well. As we know, women veterans are the fastest growing population in the military and a very fast population, growing population of veterans. So we're there to help them as well.
And it's important to note, although we're on the Senior Zone today, and that's always my focus, those that are 50 and up,
sure.
You know, veterans are veterans. They could be 22 years old.
Right.
And still qualify for these programs. Thinking ahead, I'm changing subjects a little bit because we are almost out of time. This upcoming Veterans Day, November 11th, I believe, it's a Friday as well. What is the American Legion doing to honor and celebrate our veterans?
Oh, you know, that's like, we're like Santa Claus at Christmas time on November 11th. We'll have veterans and American Legionnaires who are all over the country doing so many things. We'll be honoring veterans as we do every day, but especially on Veterans Day. We'll be at many different programs out at the National Mall, speaking at different venues, and just really letting our veterans know how much we appreciate them.
Yeah. Verna, I want to thank you. I can talk with you for another hour, you know, here on the Senior Zone. But I want to give you some last remarks, about 30 seconds or so, just to talk to our listeners out there, share some more. If I missed a question, feel free to use these next few seconds. Go ahead.
I just want veterans to know that the American Legion is there for them, and all of the benefits, all of the assistance that I talked about, of course, is at no charge. Veterans and their families have already paid by virtue of this service, and the American Legion is ready, willing, and able to help veterans, and very honored to do so. So one last time, I'd like to give our number 202-861-2700 or www.legion.org.
Yeah, that's again 202-861-2700. Walking history, Ms. Verna Jones, Executive Director of the American Legion, first female to head that organization in its nearly 100-year existence. Thank you so much, Verna. I mean that from the very bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you so very much.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.